Something scurried past me, and my deadly armor turned as if scenting prey. I was moving again, striding down the corridor on the hunt for fresh victims. I struggled, but could not stop or slow the machine. Along the next stretch of tunnel, I saw three figures, more of my brother's slaves. I had been unleashed upon them in this pit, clad in death. Kurz was making me kill them. My lumbering gait turned into a frenzied run, the clanking footfalls like death knells to my ears. Up came the search lamps again, hot and buzzing next to my face, and I saw three men, unshaven, brawny. They were veterans. As I bore down on them, they grimly held their ground. One had fashioned an axe from a section of plating, a taped-up rag around the narrow end for a handle. Another had an improvised club like my last kill. The third just clenched his fists. Such defiance and insane valor. It would not avail them. "Come on!" the one with the axe shouted down at me. "Come on!" My armored frame obliged, responding to the goad with chain blades spinning. When I passed another corridor that crossed with the one I was in, I realized what the veterans had done. My puppeteer did not. As I reached the crossroads, heading blindly at the three men who were shouting and jeering a few meters beyond the junction, a second group of prisoners sprung the trap. A spear thrust grazed my ribs, and I grimaced. It went on into the metal greave encasing my left arm, severing some cabling. Oil and fluid began to vent furiously. Just as I was turning to face my first attacker, a second axe weighed in and embedded itself in my right hip. It bit into my flank, but the armor bore the brunt. My chain blade tried to lash out, but the cabling snapped and the armature fell limp. A stern-faced legionary looked up at me, pulling his spear back for another thrust. He wore the black and white of the Raven Guard, though his armor and iconography had seen far better days. My still-functional right arm whipped around and took off the warrior's head before he could attack again. As the black, beak-nosed helmet bounced off into the darkness, my search lamps flickered as all of the ambushers attacked me at once. I spun, opening up two of the veteran troopers and spilling them out onto the metal deck. The third stooped to pick up his comrade's fallen club, but my leg snapped out before he could grab it. The impact hit him square in the chest. I heard ribs break and watched him half-spiral down the corridor before crumpling in a lifeless heap. My last opponent struck again, focusing on the damaged arm, which was spitting sparks and spraying oil. Another legionary loomed into my eyeline. My heart convulsed when I saw the color of his battle plate. Emerald green. He was broad-shouldered, the faded insignia of the 15th emblazoned on his dented pauldron. Nemator. I had believed he was dead. Kurz had saved him. He'd done it, so I was the one that butchered him. Entombed in the machine, I was unrecognizable to my son. Ducking a hopeful swipe of my remaining chain blade, he hacked into my left arm and jolted some of the pins impaled in my nerves loose. Some feeling returned, and I found I could move my left arm again. Watching Nemator's hope turn into horror as the weapon he thought he'd destroyed began to move as I lifted it, I then turned the buzzing chain blade on myself. Momentum from my frenzied machine's attacks drove the saw into my body, first cutting metal, then flesh. I let it gore me until darkness began to crouch at the edge of my vision, until death, however brief, reclaimed me.